folks. Back on the Boss Man Show. New Fordham Rams head coach out of the A-10, Cal Neptune. Coach, we'll talk to you this morning. How you doing now?
I'm great. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt, Coach. Tell me this, man. What does it mean to you now to be a head coach? After all this time you put in as an assistant coach now you're running your own show now here at Fordham in the A-10 in the Bronx over there, man. BX in the house. So tell us about that, man.
Well, it's a dream come true to me, especially to come back to my hometown, New York City, and be a school like Fordham. I'm completely in line with their mission, just in terms of academics and their great alumni and just the campus community. To be back to not only be a head coach, but be a spot like this is unbelievable. I'm very excited.
No doubt, Coach. Tell me this, man. For you, at what point did you say to yourself that you want to get into coaching? Because I know my dad was a coach himself, so I never wanted to be a coach. I wanted to be in radio. I never wanted to be in a coach. I never wanted to be on that side of the fence. So for you, what point in your career as a player that you said, hey, I want to get involved in coaching?
You know what? Honestly, it didn't happen until after I got out of college. I got out of college and, I was playing overseas and eventually coming back and being in doing little camps and clinics. I kind of just caught the coaching bug. And I was just fortunate enough to kind of have a network that helped me get in. I got in at Villanova as a video coordinator and never looked back. I was hook, line, and sinker at that point.
It's funny you say that because a lot of guys get to start as a video coordinator, like Eric Spoelstra with the Heat, Amenial Hass. And so being a video coordinator can get you going. And I feel like if you know how to break down the film, you learn schemes, you learn stuff, you learn about everything, you can learn the game that way. So it's a great way to break in and move up the ladder. And like you said, now look at you now, Fordham Rams head coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just like any other job, you know, like you don't go to a law firm and it's all of a sudden become a partner. You know, you start at the bottom and you grow and you build. It's the same in coaching. You start at the bottom, you pay your dues, and hopefully you can make it one day. So that's the normal model for any business.
You got that right. Let me ask you this now, Coach Neptune, is this, man, preparing to be a head coach. I know when I was a co-host, I was always thinking about how I'd do if I was the host of the show, how I'd do if I was the lead dog of the show. So for you, as you went through your career, how did you kind of prepare yourself for this opportunity that you have today as you was going through learning on Jay Wright, who was a great coach, chance champion, great program builder. So tell me about that process for you becoming a head coach, how you prepared your mind for it to do what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so it's a lot of what you said. You know, I was very fortunate to be around Coach Wright and another mentor of mine, Joe Mahalik, who's just at Hofstra University. They won the league a couple years ago. And so I was lucky around to be a lot of really high level coaches and I had great mentors and other guys as well. And it's just like what you said, you're going through this thing and you always kind of have in your mind, like, how would you do it? How would you do this? How would you do, what play would you call in that situation? So, you know, while you're 100% locked in to wherever you are at that time and you're trying to do whatever is possible to make sure that play is successful, you're always, you know, keeping in mind what you would do in those situations if you were given the opportunity.
And Coach, for you building a program, like you said, Joe Mahalik, another great guest I had on so many times, and Coach Wright. And you know, tell us about your idea of building a program. What's your prototypical Fordham Ram? What are you looking for to be the core values of your program here going forward?
Yeah, for us, it's building slowly and building it the right way, and really focusing on our guys as players, students, and men, and we don't want to overlook any one of those three. Obviously, they're here because they're really good basketball players. But, you know, as they go through this, we want them to be locked into being great students and really actually care about getting their education and then being great men and aspiring to be pillars of the community and being capable of being out in the community and doing great things. And honestly, you know, I think it's something that's a little bit missing in college basketball. Is developing people as men and developing people to be ready for the world when they're done playing basketball. And even at its best, at your best, you're going to play until you're 35, 40 at your best. That's another 40, hopefully 50 years of living. And if you're not prepared for that, I don't care how much money you make during that time, you know, it could be a tough road for you. So, you know, my dream here is to make sure that all our guys leave here prepared to take on any task they have to take on in the real world.
And coach, you're in a great conference to A10, coach. I mean, top Woo. To bottom, a great Absolutely. Basketball conference. But tell us about that. You know, you came from the Big East, which is a bear. And but A10 is good. It's obviously a basketball conference. Not so much football, but it's about the basketball. Tell us about that, top to bottom, the depth of your guys' mm-hmm. league.
Yeah, you just said it. It's a bear. You know, it's, you know, you got a lot of teams in this league that are competing to win the championship every year. And not just that, you know, you got 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 teams that are competing for the NCAA tournament. So anytime you have a conference where you have multiple teams making the NCAA tournament year in, year out, you know, you're in a competitive league. You know, a lot of respect for also for the coaches in this league. We got high level coaches who have accomplished some great things. So, you know, I'm humbled to be a part of it and excited to compete in this league.
And having the A10, having the deal to have NBC, where they see CBS Sports Network as well, it's a national brand because, you know, guys from Atlanta could come up up there to Fordham, easy flight from Atlanta to New York City. You know, a lot it can be a national brand, so because of the league is a national touch. So tell us about that, how the A10 helps you in recruiting as well, being at Fordham and all schools in the league as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you just said it. You know, it's a national brand. A10 is big time. It's known everywhere. So, you know, for us, you know, I think that being attached to all the other great schools in this league is very beneficial. The success that some of these other guys have had, I think, is going to help us in recruiting and help us state the claim that, you know, this league, it can compete against anybody. And, you know, you look at, you know, what some of the other programs have accomplished, not only in the NCAA tournament, but just in our league and where the players have gone after they've played here. We've had, you know, lottery picks come out of this league in the last couple of years. So, you know, I'm excited. And, talking to recruits now as the head coach of Fordham, I can see that they're excited as well to be a part of it.
Most definitely, coach. How's it been meeting the young men on your roster now, building those bonds with the guys who you're on the roster as we speak now? So how's that been? Because I know we have a new coaching change, the guys are leery of the new guy. So how's that been trying to build trust to you and what you're trying to build this program and build the vision for this program here going forward? Hopefully they'll stick around and not go in the portal. They'll give you opportunity.
Yeah, honestly, you can't do it without putting in the time. There's no magic pill. There's no speech that you could give a kid that says, okay, snap, now you're just my guy and we're good. That doesn't happen. That's in the movies, you know? Mm-hmm. You actually got to put in the time. You got to talk to each guy individually. You got to take them out to eat. You got to get in their lives, meet their parents, meet their girlfriend, meet everyone that influences them. And then hopefully, you know, over time, they look at you like a person that they want to have influence in their life as well. So, you know, there's no magic pill. You just got to put in the time with each guy.
And how cool is it going to be to actually have guys on campus COVID willing? Because last season, as you know, you couldn't touch your guys at all till late. So this year, getting skill development, actually develop their bodies, have them around you. How's it going to be able to implement a new system there to be the new head coach, having them be able to touch your guys and work with them from the summer into the fall there?
Man, I almost forgot what it felt like. You know, you're doing things on – I mean, I've done more stuff in Zoom than I've done in person over the last year. I'm sure it's you as well. So it's almost you're kind of retooling and reteaching yourself about being back in person and being with the guys throughout the summer and being with the guys throughout the preseason. Personally, as a guy who prides himself on development, it's going to be great. I took pride as assistant coach and being locked into each guy and trying to improve all their weaknesses and improve their strengths as well. And that's exactly what I'm going to look to do as a head coach. I'm going to be on our assistants and each guy as well to make sure they're improving throughout the offseason and we're implementing our style of play.
It's cool to talk to somebody, Coach Neptune, is in my age bracket because I'm 87. You got a few years on me, but I'm 87. So it's like it's good to talk to somebody in my same age bracket right now. You talking about guys is way above me. Like, it's good to talk to somebody who can relate to understand.
Yeah, man, absolutely, absolutely. I'm a young guy. I've always been the young guy on each staff, and now being a young head coach is right in my wheelhouse as well. So. I'm young, but I got a lot of energy and a lot of vigor. So
Last one for you, Coach. This versus who did you have, Coach? The Aussies or Earth, Wind & Fire? Who did you have, man?
In the Isleys, man.
Yes.
Come on, man. I got Ron Isley, man. Put him on late night. You know what? Nothing better. On a Sunday afternoon, listening to some of those hits. That's my guy right there.
Hey, Coach, people don't realize Summer Breeze, that intro. Ooh. Summer Breeze is just killer. Early out of Utah.
If we weren't on camera, I'd try to sing some of it for you, but I don't think that'd go over too well.
I'm with you, man. I say to people, you can't top Ron Isley from the 50s, and then he became Mr. Biggs. So he reinvented himself and still got a hit with Snoop Dogg and their friends and family. I'm like, come on. I know people love the Elements, but you can't top Ron Isley, Ernie Isley on the Good Side, and how they transcended eras and reinvented themselves over the years and still going strong. The man will be 80 years old. Still doing his thing, still fly. You know?
I agree. I'm with you on that.
Coach, man, thank you for your time today. Coach, we'll do this again real soon, my brother.
Appreciate it. Talk soon.
No doubt.